backed off. I need you to slow down. Where are you at?
Sending cross streets. I know you guys know it, but I'm not familiar, so.
Hey, oh, look out, she's going to the coast. She's going to the cul-de-sac.
What is the location?
Where am you? Get out of the way.
Hey, G245, up a curve, add a sentence, take us out.
Advise the location for Air 7.
She is westbound, or eastbound J-12 from Renfield.
Eastbound J-12 from Renfield.
And she came around a curve and directly tried to run into our vehicle.
She is now northbound 12th Street West from J-8.
11 Tom Frank, she's northbound 12th Street West. She just crossed J John 8. Get some units out on J. King Tree is the only way out of here. King Tree and J.
110 look to the units. All Lancaster units are to back out of this thing and stop your cars. That's a direct order. Do it now.
Okay, all the deputies are back off. I need you to pull off to the side of the car, the road, stop.
Get in it.
Okay, I'm worried about someone getting hit by the vehicle. You need to make sure that you slow down and pull over. We're going to let you see your kids. I promised you that, but you need to pull over and follow directions.
Going now northbound 10th West. I am not in pursuit. I just saw her go by.
Copy northbound 10th West at this time.
I need you to talk to me. Can you get on the radio and tell me you're still there?
I'm here in the Tavine parking office. If I can't see them, I can pull over and I can throw my arms on behind my head and I can just be.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that you're all excited. I need you to slow down a little bit. I don't want anybody to get hurt. And where are your kids at so that we can arrange for you to go see them?
Northbound 10th West at Lancaster Boulevard.
Spawned in about 3 from L in 10th West, 265 early.
We're stopping everybody from following you. I need you to slow down and.
Elastic direction, guys. And up to save me if you're stopped by the side of the road. Jay, and this vehicle just happens to come by and let me know. It'll be a little harder for me to find it without an update.
It's a 4x4 rooftop, number 719. 719.
Okay, copy that. I copied northbound 10th Street West from Lancaster Boulevard about 30 seconds ago.
Your deputies keep following me.
We are not in pursuit. It appears the vehicle is stopped in the westbound turn lane. Negative, not the vehicle.
It's just a newer style 4x, so you know, the newer style 4x.
It's breaking out. Just push the button, hold it down, and then speak to me slowly. What's your name?
Sierra Highway. She swerved into the center of the medium. She just ran a red light at Sierra Highway.
For Eastbound Avenue, I am passing Sierra Highway.
In the car, you're going to hit somebody and hurt somebody, and you're going to feel really bad if you hurt some innocent and hurt some kids. You need to slow down and obey the lights.
And Air 7 is going to be less than a minute out.
Air 7 less than 1 lap. Update is at 1020 with Eastbound Avenue, I crossing Sierra Highway.
Talking to me.
I'm here.
Okay, you sound a lot calmer now. I need you to Just stay slow. Don't run any red lights or anything. I don't want anybody to get hurt. Do you understand that?
I'm not trying to hurt anyone, officer. I'm just trying to stop going to jail because of nothing. And you guys wanted to take me back again for nothing. I didn't know that freaking car was stolen. I didn't want to get in a stolen car. I just got arrested for a stolen car that I didn't know about.
Okay, I understand that. No one wants to go to jail for things. And that's why we have an interview process and stuff. But
interview nothing either. I was going to jail.
And I need you to slow down and stop and talk to me, okay?
The aerial unit overhead, I don't know if it's news or what, can we get a hold of it?
I'm looking for the vehicle.
I slipped the UN in, you guys just passed me, didn't you see?
Yeah, they see, but I want to make sure you know where you're at so that you're nice and calm. Where are your kids at so we can make this arrangement for you?
These are in Palmdale, and I'm not going there right now. I don't know where exactly they're at, but I have a feeling.
Do you have a phone number for them so that we can track them down and we can make the arrangements for you to go meet them?
Oh, because nobody ever wants to let me talk to my kids. Nobody ever wants to let me know where my babies are.
How about your mother's phone number so we can call her and make some arrangements?
0028-944-1141. Those are my mother's numbers. She's not there. So she's in court where I should be right now with my kids, for my kids. Hello?
Okay, what's she in court for? And just speak calmly because you're yelling. It's kind of hard to hear you.
Made me lose my, you didn't make me, I made me, but I lost custody of my kid today and I was supposed to be there to fight for it and you guys made me miss court.
Okay, well the courthouse is open, okay? It's not going to end without you getting your chance to talk to the kids. But I need you to slow down because you're going to get hurt. And that way...
Get a helicopter, move away from me! I want to see my kids, and I don't believe you guys!
Okay, we have stopped the cars from chasing you, okay? I told you that I would do that, and I have done that. I have also promised that I'm going to let you see your kids. And that's my promise to you, okay?
Are you monitoring the attack by chance?
But it took forever!
Yeah, it takes us some time sometimes to do that because of the radio communications and stuff. But...
Air 7, do you have a visual yet?
Just negative, ma'am. We don't have a visual on the vehicle.
Not even the helicopter.
Yeah, we got news helicopters up there. I can't control them.
From Challenger.
Eastbound K from Challenger.
Challenger, hit it with.
Be any issues with crashing?
I was about, I don't know, half a football field away from her, and she flew by approximately 60 or 70 miles per hour.
Okay, I need you to talk to me, okay? Give me your first name so I at least can talk to you.
My first name is Robin, my middle name is Lynn, and my last name is Ramsey. Is there anything else that you would like to know about me? I'm 25 years old, I have two kids, they're 7 and... This little mess, the wreck, and I don't get to see her, I don't get to have her. Fucking assholes accusing me of being a fucked up mom. I just started a car, tried to cycle, where the cops is not me. This is not me.
Okay, I understand that there's some issues. I don't have any details on that, but when you're talking, we missed your first name. What's your first name again? Give me your first name and your kid's name so that I can track them down for you so that I can fulfill my promise to you.
Up at 40th East and J, I can see a 4x4 unit at 40th East and I. Can anybody confirm if it's them?
Thank you, Robin. At least I talk to you by name now. It makes it a little easier. Do you think that your kids are at the courthouse for a custody hearing right now?
My babies never usually get to go to my hearings, so I doubt it. But maybe they will. So maybe that's all I'll go see.
The suspect SUV.
All I hear was garble.
I can't talk slow and I can't talk away from the mic. This is how I'm holding it. I'm sorry.
30th. Just past 30th from G, 1037.
Hey, Robin, if you think you're at the courthouse, do you know where the courthouse is?
Not the old one.
Copy. Air 7, I'm eastbound K from 35th East, and there's an SUV in front of me. I'm not sure if that's her.
Listen, it's a new SUV. It's a new style, not the one that we've had for years. It's a new style SUV. Expedition.
I'm at the rotator, so we know it's not her.
Hey, Robin, where are you at right now? Okay, where are you at again?
Sorry, that wasn't you. That was people trying to be me.
Smith on LTAC, except the designated individual, no one else. Transmit on LTAC.
3 miles in on.
Did you say 30?
40.
Okay, that's a lot more reasonable, okay? But I'd like you to drop it down to 30. I really don't want any...
There goes one of your officers. I thought you were supposed to stay with me alive.
Hey, has anybody got an update on her? She said over LTAC. Someone just passed her.
Like I said, make arrangements for you to meet your kids.
You ask your helicopter guy. He's not backed off of me yet.
And 20th now.
We got a lot of press helicopters because they listen to our radio frequencies and they know what's going on, so they're coming up to film it. We can't control that.
I talked to my boyfriend. Because he might know where my keys are. I want no one else talking to him. I want to talk to him.
Okay, what is your boyfriend's name?
Telling you that.
Sorry, I'm not hearing it because we're kind of talking over each other.
Can't tell you that.
Do you have a phone number for him so that we can call him and find out if he knows where the kids are at?
Deputy.
Challenger.
1799.
Challenger,
okay. The first three.
9481799.
Yeah, what's his first name?
His name.
Because you're so concerned with driving and stuff like that, you're not pushing the button, so I need you to slow down a little bit so you can talk to me and I can understand what you're saying. I keep missing his first name.
You haven't missed his first name. I'm not giving you his first name.
OK, Okay, Robin, what's your kid's name so I know who I'm talking about to him?
Last seen possibly at L and Challenger. I need a unit to go to the overpass at Sierra.
My youngest daughter, her name is Britta and Callie. I'm looking for them. I want to see them.
Okay, Amber Lynn Tally, is that T-A-L-L-Y?
No, it's Tally, T-O-W-E-R-Y, Tally.
Okay, Amber Lynn was the oldest, and what was the other one?
Brittany Dunn.
Was that southbound on Challenger from L?
PC was possibly southbound on Challenger. And we lost her at Clear and Challenger.
Brittany, she is six. Brittany is six. She was born March 30th, 2000.
At a high rate of speed in the center divider from Gadsden and K westbound towards 10th West, doing approximately 65 miles an hour.
You're going a little too fast again, okay?
I was going 30 miles an hour, buddy. I'm not going too fast. I know how to drive.
There's a difference between driving a black and white vehicle and a regular vehicle. People act differently around those vehicles and they do stupid things. I don't want you to get hurt.
Stupid things as in pull over to the right. We know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't pull to the right. They'll pull right out in front of you, not knowing what to do. Hey, Robin, do you know who Yancey is? Is that your boyfriend? A hold of somebody at the boyfriend's phone number. Is that Yancey?
The Ambers, her rear Ambers are on, and also do you have her in sight yet?
On, it just seems like we're chasing our tails up here with all these little observances everywhere, going back and forth.
We can get permission for someone to follow this this person for maybe 30 seconds till we get over, then we can go to surveillance mode, but until that happens, this area is just, we're going around circles.
Talk to them and see if we can get you out of that.
You guys have too much information.
Well, we're going to have some information because we were talking to you. But the main thing is I don't want you to get hurt, okay? How fast are you going right now? Hey Robin, how fast are you going?
Okay,
you're kind of breaking up. 949 6373. Just a little bit because you're driving and I don't want anybody to get hurt, okay? How fast are you going? Trying to get a hold of him so that we can work something out for that, okay? And he's going to know where the kids are?
Yes, I think he doesn't want to talk to me because he doesn't want to be in trouble with you guys. Oh, what the fuck?
Well, he's not going to be in trouble with us. Talk to us to help you out, okay?
long as she's out of the car and it's over with.
On her David Ford charge them.
Made a left on Ivy 10. I guess she's that with Daryl. You're just right over here, Earl, if you look.
There's sevens overhead, vehicle sight. Vehicle made a right turn on King Tree from like Ivy 10.
As Joe, that number you gave us, the 948 number?
Ahead.
Your mother here with me at the corner.
My mother's. Come on now.
Again, Robin?
Following me and trying to cross me now and stuff again. You're going to try to ram me over now, huh?
Hey, Robin, we're not going to do anything to hurt you. I need you to slow down and pull over, and you're not going to be hurt. Nobody's going to do anything to hurt you.
Get away from me. Get away from me. Don't even follow me. Don't even follow me. I don't want you near me. I don't want the officers near me. I want them to stay away from me. There's your helicopter. Hi. I find my mom. Does she see this now? Does she realize I've had way too much stress now?
Okay, where are you at right now, Robin? He's at. Can you tell me where you're at?
Speed in traffic now, Air 7.
Better not.
50 miles an hour, 40.
You cut yourself off. Where are you at?
Remember at Joe's mother's house, the 949 number, 6973, nobody answered, huh?
Okay, just got told that we know where your kids are now, we just found them, okay? For me to keep my promise, you need to keep your end of the bargain. I need you to pull over and stop, and then listen to the deputy's instructions when they get there.
I would like to know where my kids are before I pull over and stop, because I don't trust you guys. Who can trust policemen when they're like, they're
okay, well, my problem is that, one, if I tell you where they're at, I don't want you driving like a maniac to get there, and there might be other people around who might get hurt. I don't want that to happen. This has to be where everyone's safe. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 cops behind me again. Why?
Before, just confirm you are in surveillance.
We're going to make sure that...
in front of me now.
So that we can make this arrangement and make this...
Stop when I see Joe.
We haven't been able to get a hold of Joe, okay? But we, like I said, we have found out where the kids are at. And I just need to make sure that they're safe.
You already knew where my kids are, and I want to know where they're at. I will never harm my children. I'm in Lancaster, and I know that Joe's in Lancaster. And I want to talk to him, and I want to see him before I leave Lancaster to see my kids. Please!
Hey, Robin. I'm not worried about you hurting the kids or anything like that. I'm just afraid of the driving and stuff. What I'd like you to do, and this is my deal with you, we will bring the kids to wherever you're at. But I need you to stop.
What are you doing to my kids?
Come talk to you.
not why you anywhere near my children!
Pull over.
What I want to do then, if that's the case, we want to go ahead and meet you somewhere out where there's no one around.
You guys see my kids, I want to go and see my kids for myself with my mother. And then I'm confident she can take me right now. I gotta go.
Down on 13th Street West, just north of Ivington here.
Did you hear what I just said for you?
Vehicles moving again.
Okay, we've told everyone to back off.
Now you better not even touch him. Leave him alone. He didn't do anything wrong. Everything is my fault.
You can stop.
She's eastbound on West Avenue.
I want to talk to Joseph.
Okay, we're trying to locate him. Tell you what.
Locate him. Don't even block me in. Don't even do it.
The
and you know
111th, South 111th.
That would stop.
Okay.
And everyone else can be saved from a car crash. Just pick anywhere that you feel safe and just stop, okay? I just want you to turn around and I don't want me to pull out in front of you.
I just want to see Joe. I want him to be able to get his car and go around the block with me one time, please. I love him and I just want to see him before I get locked up again. This is fucked up.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to locate. We're still trying to locate Joe so that we can make this stuff happen for you. But while we're doing that, I'd like you to pull over somewhere where it's nice and safe and stop where you feel comfortable.
You guys don't make me feel comfortable when I keep seeing you.
Yeah, as you drive.
Never mean they're in front of me again. You need to leave me alone.
Be out there. We can't pull all the black and whites off the street. But what I'd like you to do is find a nice open place where you feel safe, and we'll make sure the black and whites stay away from there.
I know someone right around Jackman and 13th. Let's say some spike strips, maybe. 13th. So let's set them up. 13th Street, just north of.
Black and white.
Following.
Westbound in the alley.
First Street, south of I, so I think that's what you're talking about.
And she's westbound approaching 13th Street again.
Over, just wherever you can, okay? Go find an open field that's close by, pull over, or somewhere where you feel safe and you can see around you, and we will make sure all the black and whites stay away from you so you don't feel like we're pressuring you or coming after you, okay?
I'm not going to hurt nobody, and I'm not going to run nobody over, and I'm not going to smash into nothing. I just want to talk to my boyfriend, and I want these undercover guys to stay away.
Hey, Robin, we understand that. We know that you haven't run anybody over, and we know you haven't crashed into anything. But we know that you're really concerned about the black and whites. And for
move these things out of my way. I will.
You're safe. Where you can look around and you feel safe, and we can keep the black and whites away from you.
The deputy on LTAC talking to her, direct her to that location where she can contact with Senator Jackson.
Away from me!
contacted by several people in that area. She keeps stopping there. She has friendlies there. And if we can have the deputy talking to her on LTAC, maybe direct her to that location.
Hey, Robin, can you pick up the radio and tell me you're there still?
I'm fucking here. My boyfriend will not get mad at this fucking house because he's surrounded by cops.
That's southbound on King Tree.
Okay. That's a place in Lancaster that you're driving around?
Thank you.
Robin, where are you at now?
I keep asking me that when you're in a helicopter. No, that's not in the news.
Well, I don't have a television here, and so I...
Guys, they're right in front of me.
The helicopters above you are all news helicopters.
Yes, and it looks like it's yellow and green to me.
I'll stop asking you where you're at. How fast are you going right now?
Basically, touch your helicopter. It's still bringing close to me.
Yeah, that's what news ones do. They circle around so they can keep their camera on you. And unfortunately, we can't stop them. Hey, Rob, we need you to cooperate with us for this to work.
If you don't want to tell me where my kids are, and you don't want to let me talk to Joe, then I'm going to just keep looking for them because I'm scared and I want to feel safe.
You're on highway right now and making a left-hand turn northbound.
Off. There shouldn't be anybody behind you. Who do you see behind you?
In front of me. Everybody's in front of me.
Hey, we've told them to just stay away from you, but the more you drive around, you're going to see black and whites. We got a lot of black and whites out there doing their regular jobs, and you're going to...
It's a regular job to follow me. Like they would really on a normal day basis.
Saying that they're behind you, but if you see someone, we'll tell them to back off, okay? So you have a black and white behind you, we'll tell them to back off.
What's your 1020, Earl?
Northbound of Sierra.
Are you okay? Come on now. I know that this little walkie-talkie can let me talk to my mom or my kids or Joe or somebody. Somebody to let me calm down a little bit. Somebody.
Yeah, the radios don't work that way. You won't be able to hear a thing. The radios and the phones don't work.
Sierra Highway.
Hey, Robin, We have some contact with some of the people you want to talk to, but we need you to stop so that we can make arrangements so they can talk to you, okay? But I need you to pull over somewhere.
Oh, that was not the deal. The deal is, I see them, I pull over. Not pull over, see them.
Yeah, we'll make sure that when you pull over, wherever you pull over, you will not be able to see anybody. We'll make sure they all stay away from you, okay? So you don't feel like you're being pressured. Can you agree to that? Can you pull over somewhere where we can make sure everyone stays away and we can make arrangements for you to talk to these people?
How long do I get to see them for?
The way to do it is we need you to pull over so we can make these arrangements. Where are you at? We need you to pull over.
Okay, that's fine, but will you please tell me how long I get to see them for without you guys attacking me?
We're going to get relieved by Air 5, the rescue helicopter here. We got to go get fuel. They're going to cover for us in a sec, a few minutes, and we'll refuel and we'll get back overhead. Still northbound on 5th Street.
Hey, go ahead. Just stop right now, and we will make arrangements, and we can find out what our time frame is. But I need you to stop, and then we can talk about it. We're not going to do anything. I have to stop so that we don't have you driving around and possibly have an accident happening. We don't want that to happen.
Can you just please make the arrangements with me over the phone? Please. Over the walkie-talkie, I mean. Please.
Okay, you're gonna try to make it so that you can talk to them, okay? It may be on the radio and it may not. But what I need you to do is to stop so that we can work these things out. But the more you drive around, I have to work on talking to you and getting you to stop and all that, and that makes it harder for us to get everything else done. So I need you to stop so that we can get this done.
It would help me to stop a whole lot more than you'd be able to help me to stop.
Hey, are you going to stop?
Talk to my baby, Joe.
Okay, like I said, we're trying to work on that, but I need you to stop so that we can make the arrangements for you to talk to these folks. But I need to know that you're stopped somewhere.
Your helicopter's not going to tell you when I stop. I just gotta stop.
Yeah, wherever you feel comfortable, just stop, and we will ask the news people where you're at, and we'll get that information, but we just need you to stop where you're comfortable. Just go ahead, just stop wherever you're at, okay? Have you stopped?
My job, Joe, in your custody right now to talk to me.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
You guys have Joe in your custody right now so that he can talk to me? Because if so, you know, I don't want you to let him go. He has never done nothing wrong since I've known him. It has all been my fault. And I just want to tell him that I love him.
Hey, Robin, we don't know where Joe is at right now. We're trying to find him, and we are not going to throw him in custody so that you can talk to him or something like that. That's not what we're going to do. If we find him, we're going to just find him so that he can talk to you.
You freaking write his name, you gotta keep him because you guys are like that.
The only thing we know is his first name. Hey Robin, have you pulled over yet?
I want to see Joe come outside.
Outside from where?
I don't know, okay?
you're gonna, it's not a good thing what you're doing, okay? We don't want it to get any worse, but I can't tell you. But it's gonna be, you know, if you stop and pull over and cooperate, we're gonna help you get, you know, through this as easy as possible, and it shouldn't be too bad.
Why do you guys try to say words that don't even make it even seem like you're gonna help somebody? You just wanna say words that make it seem like pull over, everything will be day-okay. No, it's not. And you know it's not. I know I fucked up and whatever. I ride my shit. I'll do my time. But how much time do you think I'm looking at?
Well, we're not going to know until this thing finishes because we don't know what's going to happen from now. If you pull over now, it's basically you're just looking at probably a joyriding or something like that, which is not a big deal. Okay? But the longer you go and the more things that happen, it gets worse. I'm not saying that everything's going to just go away if you stop, but things are going to be a lot better if you do.
Be a joyrider. That's about it.
Yeah, basically, that's what it sounds like. You just took the car and you don't have any intention to crash it or hurt anybody, right?
Why would I want to hurt somebody?
Well, we certainly don't think that you want to, okay? But we don't want anybody to get hurt on accident either.
On to, I'm thinking maybe 15th Street West, Lancaster Boulevard.
Lancaster, you need to be advised, K95's in the area.
Continuing eastbound Lancaster Boulevard, 15th West.
Okay, Robin, we need to go down and we need you to stop running the red lights and stuff like that. Okay, that's how people get hurt.
Well, can I please see my people, please?
We will arrange that. You just need to stop somewhere so we can make those arrangements. As long as you're driving around, we can't do that.
F Street West, northbound now, away from Lancaster Boulevard.
What's it, Sam?
John, this morning. Yeah, I'm sending a couple of bikes.
Get a hold of Joe or his family.
Trips are laid out. We're,
We haven't tractored him down yet, or the mom. But we have, like I said, we've got a hold of knowing where your kids are at. So if you want to talk to your kids, you need to pull over so we can make that arrangement.
Tell these cops to get away from this school and to get away from this street. They can do that. You can do that. You can make them move. Get away from here. Go away.
I don't want them to just lay down on the street.
They're coming. See, there they are. Make them go away.
Okay, what do you see?
Man, see, you guys lied to me. You guys lied to me. You have just stuck around all those cops and he's gonna freak out. He's not gonna come to the door. For me, seeing my man. I fucking love having you ruined.
Taken out by this gal right now.
First, so we can make these arrangements, and we will get the black and white to worry about them.
/111/110, Sam, I have spike strips. I'm at Jackman and Elm. Where would you like me?
Okay, why don't you, 111, why don't you come over here to King Tree and Kettering right now.
How fast you going now?
Coming to my location?
Every time I'm going above the speed limit.
Okay, I can't see you. I just keep asking because I know that every once in a while you start drifting up in your speed. Okay, and I just need you to make sure that you keep your speed down and that you stop for the stoplights and all that stuff.
Are you guys surrounded by that house?
Hey, Robin, we're like on the telephone here. I can't see where you're at. What house are you talking about?
Lancaster Boulevard.
You guys are surrounded by, I just drove by grass, and you guys are surrounded by it. You need someone talking on a little machine, telling me, waving me down to stop, and you're all surrounded by you, lots of you cops. Why?
Okay, I don't know where you're at. Is that the house I asked you about on Ivington? Hey, Robin, was that the house we were talking about on Ivington?
I don't know if it's called Ivington or not. I don't look at the street signs. I'm trying to just go there.
Okay. Can you look at the street sign that you're next to and tell me where you're at so I can have an idea if the Ivington's close to there?
Hey, the street sign so that you can block me in or better put another strip in the ground so that my tires go flat again?
Okay, again, we're going to tell all the black and whites to stay away from you wherever you stop. But stop and tell me, and then I can find out where you're at.
They're kind of like a little bit too close to where I'd like to stop. Kind of like really close to where I'd like to stop.
Where do you want to stop?
You ask your helicopter where all the black and whites are.
Okay, this is that house you're talking about? Hey, Robin, is the house you were telling me about the deputies were...
Why are you making this hard for me?
I'm not trying to make it hard for you, but you're making it hard for us. I'm trying to take care of things so that you can get to see these people, but you're making it hard by driving around.
Okay, I'm going to check one more time and see if all your black and whites are still in the same spot they were. If they are, you guys are lying to me. I see one.
I don't know what house you're talking about. Until I know which house you're talking about, I...
How about that? This house, huh? This house, why are they all here?
To you. I'm in a room where I don't have anything else to do but listen to you. So unless you tell me where you're at, I don't know.
There's a freaking million cops on 13th Street West. Why?
Okay, so you're off of 13th West there, right?
They're out here. I said I would be fine and I wouldn't see them, and I'm seeing them, and they're out here and they're surrounding me.
Okay, I don't know what you just said, but like I said, if you stop, I will have those deputies leave, okay?
Make them leave because I want to stop. I want to stop.
Stop right where you're at, and we will make sure that we get the deputies out of there, okay? But I need you to stop.
It's a lie!
Hey, Robin, you won't know until you stop, okay? But I need you to stop, and you can see that I'm... Guys, walk away from there, okay?
I want to stop. I want to see Joe. And all your cops are surrounding him.
Hey, Robin, if we get everybody to leave Joe's house, will you just stop in front of the house and just stay there?
Everybody, including you.
Getting the black and whites out of there if you'll pull in front of the house there and just stop and wait there, okay?
Joe, I was gonna come out, and I want to give him a hug and tell him I love him before I go to jail.
Hey, if we don't know if he's inside the house there or not, okay? But if you want to stop there, we will get all the deputies to leave there so that you can stop there.
Are you gonna let me in over there?
Nobody's gonna do anything. They're just gonna let you stop there, and then we will try to get a hold of Joe for you. Are you gonna be able to? Is that gonna work? If you stop at one end of the street, we will have all the black and whites leave the other way so that you can see that they've left, okay? I just need you to stop at one end so they don't pull out towards you and scare you, okay?
You scare me too much.
Hey, Robin, you're going to need to trust somebody, so it might as well be me. I don't want you to be...
Trust!
Hey, everything I've told you the truth.
I told you guys the truth when I got pulled over. The truth. And I was being arrested for nothing that I didn't do wrong. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, that's fine. We just stop and then we can get that all taken care of. But I need you to stop so that we can get all this communication going and we can get people talking to you and get it done. But we can't do that as you're driving around.
Understand, I don't tell on people, but today I told on somebody because I was lied to, because somebody was told me that was not the truth and I was not happy and it hurts, and I was getting arrested and someone was my kids on their day because of them.
Yeah, we understand that. But for us to help you with that, you need to stop. Can you stop at one end of the street there so we can get all those black and whites out of there for you?
I'm not even near that spot in like a second, so make them all move because I'm on my way back over there, please.
Okay, give me a second. We're trying to get them out of there right now, okay? Are you going to be there soon, or are you still driving around right now?
I'll be there soon. I'm trying to get there. These cars suck.
Okay, there's no need to drive there fast. Just go nice and slow and follow the instructions of the streetlights and stuff like that, because we need a few moments to get everyone out of there, okay? But we're working on getting them out right now. Understand what I was saying? I'm going to get everybody out of there, but if you get there too quick, you're going to see black and white.
If they're too quick, I'll beat your freaking road strip thingies.
Hey, Robin, they are leaving. We are getting them out of there. We just need a few moments to get them all out, okay? We're trying to confirm if they're gone or not yet.
Robin, where are you at right now? Are you driving nice and slow?
I'm sorry, I wasn't. I
need you to slow down then. I need you to slow down so that no one gets hurt and make sure that you obey all the traffic lights for me, okay? Hey, Robin, did you slow down for me? There's no one near you. I need you to go ahead and slow down for me.
Even though I'm going fast.
Hey, Robin, where are you? Okay, make sure you slow down and go nice and careful, okay, Robin?
Do you even know that I'm going fast?
Because you told me you were, and now you're not talking to me, and that usually means you're driving fast.
I told you I was, then I said I'd slow down, and then I wouldn't talk to you because these stupid pedestrians, or not pedestrians, motor vehicleists, won't stay out of the way. They're going in the side of the street. They're trying to stop me is what they're doing, and it's not going to work.
Hey, no one's trying to stop you. Those are people that just drive like that every day. You know how I feel every day I'm out there driving now.
You know what they're trying to do, because it sure that it looks like they're trying to hit me to me.
Okay, that usually happens when people are driving really fast and they see a black and white. They get really nervous and they do weird things. And sometimes you feel like they're trying to hit you. That's how I feel sometimes. I'm sorry, what was that about meeting your kids?
City, shall I be meeting my kids in?
Hey, we're going to do everything that we can, like I said, but we need you to stop where you are so that we can make the arrangements for you to see and talk to your kids, okay? But until you stop, I can't make those arrangements because I don't know where you're going to be. I need you to stop. Hey Robin, how you doing right now? Are you driving nice and safe for me? Hey Robin, we're still working on the house over there that you want us to get everyone away from. Are you near there?
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Okay, I have people checking on that right now, okay? So give me just a second more to make sure.
I promise you, I'm almost there.
Hey, Robin, they just told me that everyone is... Okay, I want you to go over there, but I want you to go nice and slow and careful over there, okay?
Someone's gone.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Somebody's gone.
Yeah, we had all the deputies leave. You on your way there? Like I said, everyone's gone. Are you headed over there right now?
Yes.
Okay, when you get there, so that we can make arrangements for you to talk to your kids, talk to, if we can find Joe, for you to talk to Joe, because we still don't know where he's at. We need you just to stop in front of that house and wait there, and we will get the deputies to find your kids and make arrangements so you can talk to them safely, okay? Robin, did you hear me? You gonna stop in front of the house for me?
Tell Joe to come out. Call him on that number and tell him to come out. Right now, I want to give him a hug. 948-1799.
Yeah, we've been calling that number. If we get a hold of him, we will ask him to make arrangements so that we can have him come up and talk to you, okay? But I need you to stop.
How do I know that there's nothing on the street? You lied! You lied! You lied! You lied! You guys lied again!
We had everyone leave. What are we lying about?
Bike strip, homie! Are you there? Why?
Robin, what are you talking about? I had everyone leave. Hey, Robin, there's no one there. What?
Pass by there. There's a motherfucking sheriff standing right at the fucking gate. Now my fucking tires are flat, and I ain't gonna see shit.
Okay, I don't know anything about it. Tire somehow.
Write this motherfucking shit till the wheels fall off if you don't let me see my fucking boyfriend.
I have not changed what I'm going to do. I'm going to have arrangements so that your kids can come talk to you, but I need you to stop where it's going to be safe. Okay, you got to hold down the... I didn't hear what you said. What's going on there?
Stop!
Hey, Robin, do you have a flat tire?
Yes, I do. Thanks.
Okay. In those cars, if you have a flat tire and you're driving around, it's really easy to flip over those cars. You need to be really...
You gotta drive, buddy. I know how to
do. I'm sorry, I was talking. I didn't hear you.
The cops were not going to be around. There's one. There's two. Oh, great.
Flat tire, you need to slow down. You're going to lose control of that and you're going to crash. And I don't want you to hurt yourself or somebody else. Don't crash. I don't want anybody hurt. Robin, how you doing now? you there, Robin?
I'm here, but your car keeps on smelling like burnt rubber. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it so very much.
If you have a... And here, you're going to smell the rubber. You need to stop the car so that you don't crash, because those, if you got a flat tire, it's easy to crash those things. Hey, Robin. How you doing? Are you driving nice and slow for me?
Unwillingly, yeah.
Okay, just stay slow. I'd rather you stop completely, but if you're going to drive, I'd like you to drive slow so it's safe. Hey, Robin, where are you headed now? Robin, you're driving nice and slow for me, right?
As you're making me.
Okay, how fast you going? Hey, Robin. If you got a flat tire, it's probably not decent. That's you should be driving, or you're going to crash. I need you to make sure you stay that slow for me. How you doing? Hey, Robin, you...
All these cops just keep popping up everywhere. You guys... I trust you.
I'm telling you that the reason you see him is because you keep driving around. If you were to stop, you will not see any black and whites, okay? I need you to stop, please. You decide where you want to stop. Stop there, and I will get everyone away from you. You need to stop the car, though.
Right now.
I'm sorry, you said you're gonna stop right now? Hey, Robin, are you gonna stop for me?
Is he just sitting in front of his house when I pull up? Yeah, you bet your ass I am.
Go ahead and stop, even if you don't see him, because we haven't got a hold of him yet. We're leaving messages, we're trying to find him. But if you stop there, we can try to get a hold of him and tell him that you're at the house. But if you're driving around, he won't know where you're at. So if you can stop right there, that will work. Are you going to be able to stop for me at the house there? I didn't hear you. Sorry, try again. Hey, Robin, what was that you said? Hey, are you keeping the car there under 20, 25 miles an hour so that you're safe? Robin, you there? Keeping it nice and slow for me so you don't get any accidents?
I'm not going to get to see my job, and that's all I wanted. Me.
So you can see him, but you need to stop so we know where you're at so we can make those arrangements. Are you going to pull over for us somewhere so that we can make those arrangements? Can you tell me where you want to go so that you can stop and we can have them meet you? Where do you want to go to and stop? Comfortable. Tell me a place where you want to go stop, where you feel comfortable, and we will make the arrangements. Where are you going to feel comfortable at, Robin? I need you to talk to me so that we know you're there.
Talk to you, but you keep lying, so how?
I haven't been lying to you, okay? What you keep saying when you say I'm lying, but I made sure everyone was gone. I'm trying to keep everyone away from you, but that's difficult with you driving around.
I said that everyone would be away from me when I was able to come back over there where all the cops were and that they were leaving. And they didn't leave. They were all still there.
I don't know who you're talking about, because everyone that we had there left. They were all gone. Yeah, I need you to just pull over and stop somewhere so that we can make arrangements for you, okay? Wherever you're at, just go ahead and pull over for me, please. Hey, we can help you if you'll help us by stopping. I am trying to do my best to help you out. You need to pull over so that we can help you. Go ahead and pick a place. Even if you just have to stop right where you're at this moment, just go ahead and stop, and we will make the arrangements to come help you out. And so you can...
With all your fucking cops again!
Hey, Robin. What you doing now? How fast are you going?
I'm going 70. I'm trying to slow down, but your cops keep gaining on me, and I'm not liking it too much. Tell them to leave me alone and to back off of me.
Hey, Rob, do you see any black and whites around you? Look around. Is there...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Hey, Robin, look around. Do you see anybody following you? Tell me. Ed, need you to keep talking to me, Robin, so I know where you're at, okay? I want to make sure you're safe.
Al Jeppy Ingalls, I'm very, very sorry. I fucked up his car.
Yeah, we'll tell him. But we need you to stop so it doesn't get messed up anymore, okay? Can you pull over for me so we can talk to you and get these arrangements done and we don't mess up the vehicle anymore?
I'm about to pull over any minute, okay? I'm just trying to think of what I've got to do.
I know it's real hard to do that, but I need you to pull over, and if you stop, then you can think about it without driving. It makes it a lot harder to think those things through when you're driving. So I need you to pull over. Hey, Robin, what can we do to solve this for you? You need to talk to us, tell us what you need, and we're going to try to do the best that we can to get that done for you. Robin, you there? Can you talk to me?
Yeah.
Like I said, if you pull over, then we can think these things out, and you can tell us what you need, okay? But I need you to pull over. Stop in a minute or two. Where do you want to stop at?
I didn't hear you. Please tell me that again, please. What?
Hey, you told me a second ago that you're going to stop in a minute or two. Do you have a place where you want to stop?
I'm trying to think of it now.
Go down to the corner and stop. Just whatever, be fine, and we'll make sure everyone stays away from you, okay? Hey, Robin, have you thought of a place, or are you going to go ahead and just stop right where you're at, and I'll make sure...
When there's no fucking pedestrians around me, fucking about ready to jump my ass, then maybe I will stop without freaking throwing shit at me.
Okay, just find a spot where you don't see any and just stop, and then that will keep the civilians away too, okay?
They're everywhere, sir.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part. Hey, where are you at right now? Do you see any pedestrians around you? Yeah, if you don't see any pedestrians around you, go ahead and just stop right where you're at. That'd be fine, and we'll make sure they stay away.
The policeman! Can I stop all right after some park, please?
What do you look like? Down a little bit. I didn't understand the last part you just said. All I heard was park.
I want to stop at Lancaster City Park, and here comes your policeman. He's following me. Both of them. Now they're all following me. Please make them stop.
Yeah, I'll make sure everyone stops. What are they in? What kind of car so I can tell them to stop?
And the black car has to leave.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy. What color car was it behind you?
Hi, black and white SUV.
Okay, we just sent a message for them to put out for everyone to stop if they are behind you, but there's not supposed to be anybody following you. You know Lancaster City Park very well. Where do you want to stop there so we can make sure everyone's away from you?
Just want to stop there.
Well, that's good. How far away do you think you are right now? Robin, where's this? How far away are you so that I can make sure I get all the black and whites to tell them to stay away from the park, okay?
I'm far.
So you just go to the park there, and when you get there, just stop the car, okay? Keep talking. Now, are you making sure that you're driving nice and slow, like I said, 20, 25 miles an hour so that you don't lose control?
Still here.
Okay, that's good. And like I said, just go ahead, get to the park there, and we're going to make sure everyone stays away from the park, okay? Close to the park, or is there, or you want to just stop where you're at? We can make sure people stay away from you.
I'm thinking they're making me go the other way. They're fucked.
Okay, like I said, we got everyone to stay away from you. If it's gonna be just civilians who are driving who are no good drivers. We're going to make sure everyone stays as far away from you as possible. Hey, how you doing, Robin? You staying down like 20, 25 miles an hour like we talked about?
I'm trying to, yeah.
Keep it slow, because, like I said, all these civilians, they don't know how to drive around you, okay? Okay, Robin.
Finally back on track again, here we go.
Okay, that's good. Just keep fighting your way over there to the park and we're... Are you okay? make sure you get down to 2025 like we talked about, because we're clearing the park to make sure there's no one there that's a...
No, the freaking traffic is flocking at me everywhere. I can't get over there.
Okay, if you need to, if there's another place you want to go, that's right there. If you can stop right where you're at, that's fine. We'll get everyone away from you, okay?
Somebody else.
Okay, just keep working your way over there then, and we will do our best to keep everyone away. But remember, all these regular cars you see, they don't know what to do around you, so you need to drive nice and slow and kind of follow the light signals and all that stuff.
Oh no, sorry.
That's okay, just keep working at the best you can. We'll get you over there, okay? I just want you to be comfortable so we can help you out. Keeping it nice and slow for me. Robin, how you doing?
Sorry, I'm doing okay.
911 I just got told that they stopped anybody from following you.
Hey, come get the next car.
Put a taxi plate on Engel's car.
Martinez, can we get a county tow or a tow truck ASAP out here to the termination point, please?
Yeah, Tim.
Make it county, not county tow, but a private tow, just so we can get it out of here.
Tap 4, I can plug it out, rolling.
The unit there with the unit size. Send me a 1020. I got to get over there. Take some photos for the report.